Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Fraser Consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a couple's wedding invitation is going viral because the RSVP card says if it's not turned in on time, quote, please bring a chair and a sandwich.
Okay, fair enough.
That makes sense.
That one doesn't seem that crazy.
It sounds harsh, but it's like, I assume you're inviting adults. We know what it is to meet a deadline.
Right.
That's really...
And I think that's why it's going viral, because there are those people that will never turn in their RSVP and then just show up.
And if there's one that you need to, it's that one.
Right. It's a headcount. That's
really
my brother's wedding invitation 20 years ago. Whatever, you're invited to blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it said, while we love kids, please do not bring your, and I quote, crumb snatchers to our celebration. That was crumb snatchers.
Makes sense. They don't want to be there. We don't really want them there.
The kids don't want to be there. Nobody wants to deal with them.
The only problem I've seen with not inviting kids is that, and I'm trust me, I get it. Either way is fine with me. But I have seen people not invite kids to their wedding, and they get offended when they have kids.
Yeah, but that's stupid. And I'll tell you right now, I love anything where I can't bring my kids. Guys, I'd love to take you, but you got to stay home.
I can't. Says, would you recognize your state's governor if you bumped into them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Miles. Yeah. Yeah. Ted. Yeah. Yeah. Robin says, yeah. 45% of people said yes. Only 45.
I think that's about right, though.
People don't have a lot of interest in politics.
Thank heavens.
They don't have a lot of interest in government.
I think they have a lot of interest in government, but people just... No interest in history, and they're dead wrong about most of it. Interest in government, but they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And most people pay attention more to federal politics, and it's so caustic and stupid.
Right.
So a lot of times, like, your state and your local have much more effect on you.
Absolutely.
But no one pays attention to it, because typically you don't hire idiots.
Exactly.
And that's the long and short of it.
So that's what I'm wondering is the people that can recognize them, are they in areas where their governor tends to be a little bit louder than everybody else's, if you will?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think if older generation, like, if you truly care about what's going on, it behooves you to take the time to understand these things.
Absolutely.
I think it's been made clear in the last couple of years that's just not how it works.
I think Thrill hit it on the head first. Like, sadly, most people just don't care about local stuff.
No.
Sure.
But again, that's where most of the
it does not cause much controversy.
Exactly. A man in Florida converted his 2002 Mercury Cougar into an imitation Bugatti. And now he's selling it for $125,000.
Is anyone buying it for $125,000?
Well, it does say selling, so that means it's kind of like fishing.
Right.
I doubt it. What's a cougar run? Maybe $20,000?
Brand new.
They don't make them anymore. I mean, they don't make a cougar anymore.
They
don't make Mercury anymore.
So that cougar's, $10,000?
I mean,
if it's in really good condition, man. Honestly,
imagine.
An 02 cougar, you're looking around $5,000, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, definitely not the $125,000. Because on top of, you know, you can put lipstick on this pig, but underneath...
That's still what he's done.
That's still just ham, man. Taco Bell is testing giant boxes of, quote, party pack nachos right now in Birmingham, Alabama.
I think it will probably go well.
I'm sure that's right. People like nachos.
I heard Taco Bell is, right now, they're debating offering a vegetarian menu.
I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people are getting into that market. More and more people are kind of starting
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. It's a gold mine. Jump onto it.
Yeah.
Why do you want to exclude people from your place?
And it's Mexico. Just take the beef out. Everything else is pretty much vegetarian.
Right. And like I've said, technologies have developed so much further beyond just throwing on a piece of tofu onto the grill to where now it's actually, you know, as long as you don't call it, fake meat. As long as you just call it what it is.
Right.
Honestly, I don't have much of a problem with it.
If it tastes good, whatever.
Hell yeah. It says Bud Light may be getting into the hard seltzer market right now as far as, you know, if we're going to keep this
all
trend
right.
going. I'm down with it. You know what?
Bud Light's getting involved in
Bud Light is on it, yeah.
Yeah, well, every cheap beer in America is already on it.
Exactly.
I mean, so come on, guys. You're the leader.
Exactly.
Wow.
And Bud Light's been
good
out
morning.
There. They've been out there for years doing the Bud Light margarita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, margaritas or whatever. So like, they've been pretty close. Like, get in.
Right. They can make one at low cost that they can toss out there and see if everybody likes it. Boom, they'll just mass produce it.
Milwaukee's Best has one.
There you go.
Milwaukee's Best. You're Budweiser.
It's because they can't beat Budweiser.
You're so Budweiser.
Man, if the well that you're tapping is empty, you got to go elsewhere.
Holy cow, people. I'd like to be in that meeting. That's a great idea.
A man in Pennsylvania stole a purse but dropped his wallet with his ID and Social Security card.
Giveth and taketh away.
Why are you carrying your Social Security card when you're going to go steal stuff?
That's well, if I'm going to commit a crime.
Why are you carrying a period?
What is your ID? You're going to commit a crime.
Right. If you've decided that you have a life of crime, shred that thing, man. You don't need it anymore. Get rid of it. You don't need people knowing who you are.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, it'd be like if Superman did a Superman, thank you. Hell, my friends call me Clark Kent.
Yeah,
like, just keep your ID away.
Exactly. Yet again, like we say, we never condone people choosing a life of crime, but if you're going to do it, good Lord, don't go halfway.
But don't humiliate the entire human race by being so bad at it.
A new survey found the top three things parents constantly feel guilty about. Any ideas from the two parents
that
here?
That parents feel guilty about?
Yeah.
Missing a child's performance game, something like that.
Spending time with them.
Yeah. Not spending enough quality time with their kids, working too much.
Being in a bad mood, sure.
And then lack of patience is number one.
Yeah, lack of patience, man, for sure. But, I mean, it's not like it's all day. There's just a moment, you know, but it matters to your kid. You had your little snip thing, and you actually feel bad. Like, kids don't know any damn thing, so... You being a jackass, like, oh, man.
Lack of sexual activity.
I don't feel guilty. I feel lonely.
A candy company just rolled out a new candy canes for this Christmas that taste like kale. Too early for Christmas stuff for Ted.
No, it's not that. I mean, I don't care. I get you got to talk about it now, but it's like the point of candy canes or like sometimes holidays is to have a treat.
Right.
So why would I want a candy cane that tastes like kale?
I'll tell you why. Because they're going to keep putting out dumb crap products just so they can get some kind of notice.
That's exactly
just so people will talk about it. It's not real. It's just like, let's do that and we'll get publicity.
And listen, I don't want to call the companies out by name, and I won't, but I just, like, some of the best free advertising companies get around Christmas. Just wait for Black Friday. Inevitably, you hear about the fights where things, right? And we all know that's coming. But what happens is, every single time, well, they went to this store because they wanted to get the new Sony XD Super 8, blah, blah, blah. And what this company says, well, we didn't expect the demand. Let's say the same lie every year. We didn't expect this demand because apparently we are new to the concept of Black Friday. We didn't have the inventory. But on, I don't know, December 12th, all of our stores across the country get a shipment. Basically, they just...
Same with the car.
It's such a joke.
Car dealer would put something in a paper like, all right, this car, $11,999. You're like, oh, man, all right.
I'm there.
I'm going to go down there. And you get down there and go,
we only had one of those.
Is it that right there?
No, that's not the one.
Looks like the one in the paper. Same color, same model, same year, same everything. That one's priced higher.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I see how you guys did there.
A new study has found the most fun city in America.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Salt Lake City.
How hard could that be?
For the third year in a row.
Is there another option?
Yes.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is an option. Orlando's obviously an option. New York City is obviously an option.
New Orleans doesn't make the top five.
Really?
Get out of here.
Orlando makes number two. Any guesses for the three, four, and five?
New York.
L.A.?
California?
Nope. Cities.
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando is number two.
Oh, sorry.
But see that? But Orlando kind of cheats.
So Vegas, Orlando,
it's specifically,
New York.
People don't like Orlando.
Nashville.
People like a specific place in Orlando.
Not Nashville. Miami.
Oh, good. Okay.
Comes in at number four. And then Chicago at number five.
Chicago's a great
place. I could agree with that.
Yep. Yeah. I've never been, but I really want to go.
Never had a bad time in Chicago.
Let's see. If you watched ESPN's College Game Day this weekend, there was a college kid in the back room with a sign asking people to Venmo him beer money. And it actually worked. He ended up with thousands of dollars in his account, but instead of throwing a party, he's donating all the money to the Children's Hospital.
And ESPN's going to come and take that money and take it away from the kids and give it in their own pocket.
I hope he bought at least some beer.
I'm sure he did.
Right?
Yeah, right. Like, I get it. He's doing the right, you know.
I gave you money for beer, kid, not for charity.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, he was still smart enough to do it. It was funny.
Yeah.
Get yourself a keg.
or two.
I was going to say a case or two, then I went, no, tag.
Yeah, come on.
31% of people don't always wash their gym clothes before they wear them for another workout, according to a new survey.
It depends on what you do. If you just go in and lift and you sweat a little bit or whatever,
right,
you could probably wear them a second time. I think if you do cardio and sweat, you probably should be one and done.
I call my gym clothes a condom.
I'm a sweaty bastard. I got to wash them every time.
For me, it's my gym jacket that I don't wash until a couple. Or maybe my mesh shorts. Anyway, a shoplifter in New Jersey was thwarted due to a rather...
Is that your gym jacket and mesh shorts?
Or did you open a bag of Fritos?
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. Now, in your defense, though, for the jacket, you're right. I put on a hoodie a lot of times sweating. Forget.
A shoplifter in New Jersey was thwarted due to a rather pathetic reason.
What was that?
I have another episode of Stupid Criminals 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I'm Steve, throw a hook at your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Howdy.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Chris, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, the story is insane, but here it is. A 22-year-old man in Sylmar, California. He lives with his parents, and he got roped into going to the Los Angeles County Fair with them this past weekend. Thing is, he really didn't want to go. So on Friday, he sent an email to the fairgrounds saying, quote, I was told that someone was planning on doing a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairground. Keep in mind, he sent this because he didn't want to go to the fair with his parents. Well, the police and FBI obviously were called, and they very quickly traced the email back to him. The good news was, it really was a hoax, but he was still arrested for making a false threat. And the police say they'll be looking for him to reimburse them for the cost of the investigation around his fake threat. Do you believe that this 22-year-old man who lives with his parents and really didn't want to go to the state fair with them on a Sunday is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Can I hear your guys' opinion?
Oh, you don't like fun.
Which state fair was it?
It was the Los Angeles County. Let me make a double check. Los Angeles County Fair. She lives with his parents. They're, hey, we're all going to the fair on Sunday. He says, yeah, doesn't want to go. Makes the face fake mass shooting threat.
I mean, generally, mass shootings, I lean white guy. But
seems to be a bit of a history of that, yeah.
Yeah, 22-year-old living with his parents, I think, white.
That could be anybody this day and age.
Yeah, I was thinking the same exact thing. Times have changed.
That's a big county fair. A lot of good food there.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Well, this is not a tiny little thing.
I mean, just based on demographics, I might go Mexi.
Okay. Chris, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go Mexi.
Final answer? Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
We've got a California profile. We got a 22-year-old who lives at home with his parents, and they wanted to go to the fair. He didn't want to go to the fair.
Los Angeles County Fair. This is big time, dude.
Yeah, he's going to go to the fair with his folks, but he did not want to go. Oh, no. So he called in a fake news or a fake mass shooting to see if he could get the fair shut down.
I like the fact that a grown man...
He emailed it.
Yeah, he did email it. And it's a grown man who can't just say no. But, you know, what can you do? We raise him tough. But, Chris, we asked you, did you believe this moron is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish? Originally, you went white. Everyone kind of leaned white. Then Ted kind of ran the numbers in his head, if you will, said Los Angeles County Fair. Maybe Mexi, just playing the numbers.
Yeah.
And in the end, you agree with Ted.
Okay.
And that was the thing to do.
Congratulations, you win two tickets to the Los Angeles County Fair.
There's a crazy guy there that does food. And I feel like the name Chicken is somewhere in his name.
I know who you're talking
about. Right? Like, I saw a whole show on him. So, like, Texas State Fair, Iowa, then this is, like, the third huge one where they pull out, like, you go to a restaurant, you see pork wings. Pretty sure they started at that fair.
Okay.
Pork wings.
So you have a reason to actually go.
Besides the rides, besides the fun.
Hey, look, I've been to the Texas State Fair. Go to eat crazy food.
I went to a fair recently, and again, it comes down to this, Miles. Now I'm a grown-ass man. I have insurance. I look at these rides. I look at the people operating them. I'm going to go eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, fair food's part of America culture.
Dude, and it's so
where
good.
We got burgers.
You'd be surprised how quickly you can go drop about a couple $100 at a fair.
Oh, like, I would not be surprised.
Like, oh, my God. How did that happen?
Came home. I'm like, how do we spend like $275? And right. All I have to show for this, other than sore feet and some irritated children, are like 15 asbestos-filled stuffed animals that they won
like
at every game.
Can we get more tickets? Sure. Right all you want. Before you know it, you've got two bills, man. It's insane.
It happens quickly.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
By the way, sometimes you see me in person. This happened to me recently. People asked for some TV recommendations. I said, I don't know what you like. And then I just looked at them. I said, do you have Netflix? And they went, ha, 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 good call. I was like, all right. Yeah, we'll just take that one. And I laughed. I wasn't trying to be a jackass to them. They were just like, all right, I get it. I have Netflix. I was like, okay, good.
Cool. Good talk.
Do that.
All right, Miles, fire up some music.
Okay. Anything in particular?
No, but just remember, is this a team of writers on an actual late night show? Or have I written this joke myself?
So is it Ted or is it late night?
Mm-hmm. The new season of Dancing with the Stars has begun. This is a show that proves stars are really just like that, just like us. And by that, I mean they can't dance either.
Lee Tetzman.
Negative.
Hmm.
Kimmel.
That is a Jimmy Kimmel joke.
All right. Yeah, doesn't he have to talk about it?
He does.
He's contractually obligated to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, right, he brings you're on ABC, right? Because he has to do The Bachelor and Dancing with the
Bachelorette,
Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. He has to make all the jokes about their shows.
But I will say, Dancing with the Stars and The Bachelor, like, everybody makes the jokes. He just has to talk to them,
right? Everyone else makes fun.
He has to care more or act like he cares more.
Which means he's a great actor. He should do movies.
Yeah, right?
Okay. We got another one ready to go?
Oh, yeah. All right. University of Virginia head coach Tony Bennett.
No relation.
Has declined a pay raise and instead asked school officials for an additional compensation for his staff and program improvement. Him and his wife donated $500,000 to something else as well. Since he turned down the payment and gave the cash to his staff, every other college coach and CEO in America now hates him.
Ten.
That is a ten.
Yes, it is.
Probably didn't help that you saw it tweeted about it earlier.
I did not see it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Same joke?
No, I just said, hey, that's actual leadership. This is how you keep a great program
leadership.
Together. Okay.
You're killing me.
All right. I got one for you. California woman is in a coma after using a Mexican skin cream with Merck, and she has mercury poisoning now. Well, the cream did promise to take years off her life.
Seth Meyers.
That's David Spade.
You can always tell the level of cruelty where it's going to go.
That's generally
Seth Meyers.
Those two, by this far, are the harshest.
Yes, they
that
are.
That is funny.
Sure. Okay, let's do another.
Let's see here. General Mills has issued a voluntary recall of 5-pound bags of gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour. So it looks like they'll be stripped of their gold medal. I haven't seen this many medals stripped off anybody since Lance Armstrong.
That's right.
That is. With an assist from Mike Hawk.
Okay.
I don't like that guy.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, yes, I don't like him either.
All right, one more. Hey, see this? Former White House press secretary Sean Spicer.
Spicer. The Spice Man.
Spice Man, yeah. I know, I loved
you
him.
You called him the Spice Man for like months.
Hey, you see this? Former White House press secretary Sean Spicer made his Dancing with the Stars debut. And Felicity Huffman is about to join the cast of Orange is the New Black.
Seth Meyers.
That is a Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Good call, Miles.
Yes.
Still laughing about the skin cream.
I know. Let's see. We talked about this yesterday a little bit, but right, SNL has now. Is that firing somebody if you hired them but they never really worked for you?
We've had some experience in this.
The offer, maybe.
Yeah, I guess yes. Rescind the offer,
right? Because it seems like you have to show up for at least one day at work before you can be fired, or even 2 weeks.
Yeah. Don't worry, he'll be head of NBC as a result of this.
Yeah. Anyhow, there's a lot of people obviously arguing about this now. You know, I was saying, I watched a comedian that was saying, hey, look, you say jokes on stage, it's one thing. You say it on a podcast, it's another. Obviously, a lot of people are a little, you know, I mean, they have, I'm trying to think who the first host is this year for SNL.
I just read this too, man. I just read this yesterday, and I cannot remember.
Yeah.
But
it's just tough because a lot of these comedians, like you're going to come up against this constantly.
You're going to come up against it, but that's part of the challenge of being a comedian. We deal with it on the radio. People take things out of context. They get really angry. You got to sit down with the boss. I have my position on it. That is not the position that the boss expresses. He deals with it diplomatically, but it's part of life, man. That's a chance you take. The other thing is NBC is its own company. They can make whatever decision they want. Why does it matter to you what the own company, you know what I mean, decides they want to do? They don't want to deal with all the static that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they probably overreacted, but such is life. And these days, no one can complain about an overreaction, right? Like, we've accepted that that is how we deal with things.
Okay.
So, like, you cannot get upset about this. Overreaction is now the norm. It's what we do. It's what we've accepted. It's what we cultivate. It's what we promote. NBC just dropped a slur, man. And it's not like everyone was waiting for this guy to be on SNL. Now that he's not getting the gig, it's just weird to me. No one had heard of this guy until he didn't get the gig.
I think sometimes,
now
too,
he's
right.
Like everyone's champion. I'm like, but maybe he's the greatest guy in the world. I don't know, but I did not know him before this.
But I agree with some stuff, too. Like, you're NBC. Like, Matt Lauer was an open secret.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cared.
Right.
Same with Louis C.K. was an open secret, right? And sexual, it just seemed like...
Bill Cosby, all these people, right. Man. So, like, look, people overreact, but it's what we accept, promote, and expect now.
Jane Lynch and Cyndi Lauper. They're doing a Netflix show together that Jane describes as sort of Golden Girls for our times.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Jane Lynch. Ever.
She is pretty funny.
Oh, she's the greatest.
I just still watch all her game show stuff.
I haven't done that. But the only thing with Jane Lynch.
I also would say it doesn't matter who the host is. I'm generally not going to watch like Celebrity Game Show Night.
Right.
I loved her in, Best in Show when she played the woman who was training the exotic dogs.
Yeah. She's always the same character. Yeah. She's kind of like Al Pacino.
She was great in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She's good in anything she's in.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I always forget because I never watched it. She's like, she's a massive star because of Glee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now she's going to be in a sort of Golden Girl thing. Let's see. ABC's doing a gimmick next month. Well, they'll cast members from classic shows like Cheers, Charmed, and The Drew Carey Show to appear on current ABC shows.
Okay. As long as they fit in as characters that make sense with the plot.
They'll get their applause when they show up, and then hopefully they're good. I mean, that's all you can have. We understand what you're doing, but it's like, if you're going to do a gimmick, just make sure the gimmick is solid.
Because
right?
If you need a gimmick to keep the show going, then probably the show shouldn't be going.
It's like introducing the new little kid to the family.
It'd be one
Brady
thing if
Bunch,
Kanye
married
showed
with children.
Up, you know what I mean? It's like
I thought you meant just in general.
I mean,
like, hey, this is your new brother. Yeah, we got enough. We're good.
Yeah,
keep good. Good. Thought we were getting a dog, Dad. All right. So, Wendy Williams to me is, I've said that you've heard me say this in the office. I respect Wendy Williams because she's a radio person who turned that into a nice TV gig and this and that. But her whole deal is basically spilling tea or talking trash in other people's personal lives.
Sure.
So then when her personal life was in the news, she said, I don't want to talk about it, which it's like kind of like, well, that's your thing. It's kind of hard for you of all people to say you don't want to talk about it. So then we found out Christy Brinkley broke her arm.
Do you have some personal vendetta?
I just couldn't get
Brinkley.
It out. I was going to call her Christy Brinkley or Christy Brinky. I don't know. The Blinky. Blinky. Christy Brinkley broke her arm during rehearsals and had to get out of the show. So her daughter, Sailor, took up her place. Wendy Williams basically just accused her of faking it. She showed the video and said, that looked fake as hell. I don't see a wrist and shoulder being fractured, but that was real cute. Basically, she's just like, oh, I think she's totally doing it to get her daughter in there. And I'm like,
I bet you're just saying that so the people listen to you. But, you know, hey.
Yeah, I seriously doubt Christy Brinkley was like, I'll fake an arm injury.
So that my daughter.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't hurt his elbow. I saw the play. No one hit him.
By the way, her daughter is in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Right, she doesn't.
It's not like she doesn't have a gig or nobody knows who she is. Like, obviously, she's not as big a star as, you know, Kate Upton. When Kate Upton, but Kate Upton also was in the swimsuit issue for years before she became a bigger star.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know, that's a tough one, man.
I don't think she. I think Wendy Williams. Brinkley, what she
why
does
she have? Why? What does this matter to her?
Also, Christy Brinkley's defense, and I'm not knocking anybody for their age, but she's in her 60s.
What was she doing when this happened?
She was dancing. She fell over, and basically, I think she like shouldered her fracture and wrist.
On what, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then her daughter took her place. I'm just saying, like, and throw again. I'm not busting any chops here, but like you said a few years ago, you were doing push-ups and like your shoulder popped.
You know why? Because I got older. I mean,
right. So it's like a 65-year-old lady, I don't know, like, dancing, falls over and hits her arm. Like, pretty sure that could pop a shoulder.
Is Wendy Williams on Dancing with the Stars?
Puking.
No, she's talking trash.
Huh. Should say, why would she care?
She's a lunatic.
I need to comment on this.
Right. Okay. Well, that's the thing. Like if she had stuck with her shtick, which I get, is she's always, like, got the hot take on something or whatever, but it's like when it was her personal life, people had to respect her privacy.
Now, whatever.
So now it's like, well, dude, you can't have it both ways.
The good news for Wendy Williams coming from me, I have no respect for you at all. I just don't care about your personal life. So whatever's going on, never have to share it with me.
Yeah, keep doing coke.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like sometimes too with sports athletes, you get caught in this weird thing, right? Because there's ex-athletes who are on these shows who have to say something. And then some of the current athletes seem to get real hurt and go to, like, social media to, like, challenge them. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that everybody's talking trash on you. Like, they're entertainers. They got to talk about the team. And honestly, sometimes you play like crap.
And the thing
I think it's okay for an ex-player to say that.
Be glad that there's social media, because at least you can get it off your chest. Because back in the day, when they're talking to ex-players about what's currently going on, whatever sport, they said the same stuff. When you suck, you suck. When you're great, right? You get all the adulation when you do well. They call you out when you don't. They're athletes. They understand what they're talking about. They understand how the game. But without social media, you just toughened up, right? You don't have to be a punk just because you have social media. You can say... But you don't have to defend yourself. It's someone's opinion. Who cares?
Do you get the feeling that they should call the show Dancing with Almost Stars? Because there's not really a star.
I think it should say, like, Dancing with the Star, and then a parentheses of the S. Some of them are stars.
Dancing with people you kind of remember.
Right.
Yeah, something. But some of the more recent, like, some of the newer people, too, like, we were just talking about, like, the Ozzy thing. Like, some of them are stars. We just don't know.
We
like,
don't know. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Like, does the Spice Man, everybody knows, because...
Does a woman sitting on her couch know who Lamar Odom is?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
Kardashians.
Yeah, right? You forget. Okay. He was on that show for years.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, when I was growing up, who was the dude to play Webster's dad? He was not a football player to me. He was Webster's dad. And my father explained, he's a nice NFL player. Same thing with
the flower guy.
Yeah,
remember the guy that
Merlin
did the commercial?
Olsen.
Right, I had no idea until I was like in my 20s that he was some badass football player that played for the Rams.
But you can say to both age groups, do you know who Merlin Olsen is? And at the same time, my father would say, a nice football player, and I'm like the flower guy, Fred Dreyer.
He was on that team,
Hunter,
too. He was on the same team.
To me, he was a guy, Hunter, who looks like a tough guy.
With Merlin Olsen.
He is a tough guy.
I mean, that's always the thing about stars or popular people, too, right? Like, it just depends on your age. And frankly, we all kind of think stars are only stars if they're stars in our eyes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, sports fans, it can be the worst, right? How do you not know this person or blah, blah, blah? It's like, well, they don't follow that sport.
Right.
The same way you see, you know, nerd culture arguing with each other or, you know, yeah, have you not seen this one or whatever? So, I mean, I think recognizing star power is a very, like, there's some stars like The Rock and Kevin Hart. Like, you just can't get away from them, so we all recognize they're giant
then
stars.
Sean Spicer's just a curiosity, because everyone knows who that fool is. But beyond that, right, but they're trying to hit all the demos.
Yeah.
Young kids are watching it, some Disney star I've never freaking heard of. Some old dude, well, in this case, Christy Brinkley. Who, my kids would have no idea who Christy Brinkley is.
Right.
And I'd be like, kids, I used to masturbate to her religiously when I was younger. I would not tell them that. But
she was the Uptown girl.
Right. That's right, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
They don't know who Billy Joel is.
Yeah, he's just a drunk guy that cruises around the Hamptons.
She was also the woman who pulled up beside Clark Griswold in a Ferrari there
Good call.
On vacation.
Yeah. Yes, that's
and then
like,
joined him in the pool later.
Yeah, star power's...
It's...
This is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I mean, right. It's who you want to be the star. And that's one thing that it's like everybody does, right?
Sure, you can't help
I do it, too. I sit on my couch sometimes watching something like, hey, the hell is this? Why am I supposed to care about that?
Or it's Alex like, Karras, thank you.
Or it's like the Disney stars, right? It's always like... Like, it's like, oh, I don't know, man. These girls are like 19 and 20. They don't have to go that sexual and stuff. It's like, yeah, but to their credit, there's some of them that put out pop music that I had no idea. Which probably good. I didn't know they were child stars.
There's some chick, I don't know her name. I guess she was a Disney star. Maybe she put out an album. I don't know. And maybe she was on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. But my kids were familiar with her. Cute little girl. She's like 16, whatever. And when I interview her, you know, she's all fluffy doing the Disney thing. The next time I hear about her, some movie Oprah was in or whatever, some time thing. I don't remember. Ripping Time, whatever it was. So this girl was in that movie. All right? And that's the last I heard about her. But every time I saw the commercial, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I remember it's my kids talked about her. Still couldn't tell you a thing about her. The next time I see her is on this show called Euphoria, where she's all drugged out. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, times. She went Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a 3-year window. Like, she clearly went from like 16 to 19. She's in her adult mode now.
Yeah.
Now I know who she is.
Grown up.
Yep. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Very impressive as Florida couple handcuffed in the back of a squad car still somehow manages to have sex. Meanwhile, two men walk up to Old Faithful and look inside and will now be writing the government lots of checks. All-American cheerleader and, quote, very clean, thoroughbred white girl cops to DUI. Chicago White Sox lifelong fan goes to first baseball game because, let's face it, he's going to die. And Walmart shoplifter runs over man on a motorized shopping cart. Twice. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. It's another edition of Stupid Criminals. We go to New Jersey where a woman accused of shoplifting was thwarted for a rather pathetic reason. While making her escape, a woman managed to run into a shopper riding a motorized shopping cart twice before crashing into a police cruiser. She had attempted to make off with over $200 worth of merchandise by using a discarded receipt from out of the trash, and she was arrested. You ran into a guy on a motorized cart with your car.
Right.
Twice. How?
Well, the first time she hit him, and then she got out of the car to scream at him. A patrol car was pulling in, she jumped back into her car and pushed him down the road into the patrol car.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to have a little bit more than shoplifting on her rap sheet there, then.
She sounds awesome.
Well done. In other news, let's go to Pennsylvania, where a woman is facing charges after she attempted to pick her boyfriend up from jail. Her boyfriend had recently been arrested for DUI, but when she showed up to pick him up, officers noticed that she, too, was too drunk to have driven there.
Yeah, I mean.
She was arrested.
Come on.
Again, if the first person that you call is too drunk to come pick your drunk ass up, maybe you call somebody else.
But if it's one drunk person calling another drunk person, do you realize that the drunk... Because, look, if you're from England...
Sure.
And you're having a conversation with me and another person from England, and their mind, only one of them has an accent.
That's fair.
And it's me. So it's like, do you have the drunk accent so you just sound normal?
She sounds fine.
She also knows that she's drunk. She shouldn't have driven in the first place. Well, that's obvious, but still.
They belong together, Mike.
He was picked up for drunk driving. This is a no-brainer.
I think they found the one for each other.
Doggone it. It is time for another headlines update, going back to the story I had a while back about a woman that had attempted to talk her way out of a DUI charge by claiming that she was a, quote, very clean, thoroughbred white girl. Nevertheless, this argument didn't work, and she was arrested. She's recently pled guilty to the charges, and several charges were dropped in exchange for the plea.
All-American cheerleader.
All-American cheerleader.
Thoroughbred, huh?
Thoroughbred.
Very clean.
Got an ass like a horse.
That's the one that gives you the disease.
That's right. Trust me. I'm clean in only one way, but not that way.
I'm clean, which means you're not.
If you have to say that, you're not.
Hi, ladies, I'm clean. Don't believe that.
If I say it, come on.
Force me to go to the doctor and get a test. Let's talk about capping off a wild night. A couple was arrested late Friday night after police noticed them riding bikes without lights on and were almost hit by a car as they cut across the road. When stopped by police, the pair reeked of booze and were arrested for cycling while impaired. After they were placed in the back of the squad car, they decided to take advantage of the situation and began to strip and engage in sexual activity right there in the back of the car. They were hit with a ton of charges after that little move.
Let's get it on.
Yet again.
Huh? She looked a little methy, too.
Did she look methy, Ted?
The person on Section handcuffs in the back of a cop car.
Was it all the scrapes on her face?
Yeah. That's what I was like. I read the story like three times. Like, they only got caught with booze?
Right.
Well, they did the meth. What happens when you do meth? Does someone just come in and smack your face into a cement wall or something?
It's got to, man.
It's just a side effect. It's like being itchy on opiates.
Yeah, you're right, Ted. That's a little bit of a mess.
She's got those open sores. I haven't done a lot of meth, so I don't know.
At the same time, that kind of speaks true to what you were talking about again over and over again, Thrill, is why in the hell would you want to be a cop? Because not only did they put these two people in the same squad car, this guy managed to maneuver the handcuffs out from behind himself, put them in front of himself, strip both of them naked. They started getting it on, so they had to pull his naked ass out of the car. And then what do you know? He was resisting arrest while he was naked and handcuffed outside of the car.
And then disinfect my car from her burnt face liquids, man. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude. Don't look like that and have sex in my vehicle.
They actually had to call a second squad car to pick the guy up.
You know what I would do? I'd like, bring the canine unit. I'm going to rub him down in beef blood and let the dog go to town. I'm not dealing with this.
Beef blood. Oh, he died at the scene.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's really unfortunate they got hit by this car that's coming up later. Gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Where do the dumbest people seem to go on vacation? Las Vegas, New Orleans, or Yellowstone National Park?
Yellowstone.
Oh, you totally nailed it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Yellowstone brings up the people that seem to think rules are more of a suggestion. Speaking of which, two men were arrested and charged with trespassing after they ignored the signs and walked right up to Old Faithful, landmark geyser of the park.
It doesn't blow every hour like on the nose. If you go up there and you look down into that thing, it's 200 degree water that's going to spew out at any moment.
Right.
You can't predict when that's going to happen.
So
right.
Don't arrest them. What quality thing are they contributing that we need to worry about them
that's
helping
fair.
Us in society? You want to get your face scalded on, I don't know, a geyser that everyone in the world has heard of? Let them.
Right.
It's no great loss, I promise you.
The other thing, too, is like you shouldn't be around. Like, there's a reason they don't want you walking on it. Like, you're trampling
but
stuff.
But remember, this is Yellowstone Park where people bitch slap a bison.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, all these stupid things keep happening. I don't understand what people don't understand.
Well, and even witnesses were there saying there's signs, but there's no barricade to keep them. It's because it's a doggone geyser, like you said, with 200-degree water that's blasting out of the damn
Why
thing.
Why do you need a barricade if you can read the sign?
And that's not even being, like, stupid, right? Like, I can get the methy people having sex because they're on meth or whatever.
And it's
like,
sex.
These are just people that are just like, well, I can do what I want. There's no actual barricade.
Exactly. That's it for headlines of that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? What You Don't Need to Know, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Damn right we will. But in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.